This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced the interest rate for the first time in nearly 5 years. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the RBI has unanimously decided to slash policy rate by 25 basis points. RBI reduced the policy repo rate to 6.25% from 6.5%. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility, SDF, rate will be at 6% and the Marginal Standing Facility, MSF, rate and the bank rate at 6.5%. The MPC also decided unanimously to continue with the neutral stance and to remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth. The 25 basis points rate cut to 6.25% comes after last rate reduction in May 2020. The last revision of rates happened in February 2023 when the policy rate was hiked by 25 basis points to 6.5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the role of the middle class in the country's growth and said their aspirations are giving impetus to the nation's progress. Replying to the debate on the motion of thanks to the President's address in Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's decision to empower the middle class by giving more money in their hands. Mr. Modi said a neo-middle class has emerged in the country and his government is standing with strong commitments with this neo-middle class. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family, asserting that the BJP-led NDA government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the US rocked both houses of parliament yesterday as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. All preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, Alice Wes, informed that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Around 5,000 staff members comprising counting supervisors, counting assistants, micro-observers, statistical staff and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the counting process. The 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Naini will preside the event. Israel carried out a series of airstrikes targeting several areas in southern and eastern Lebanon. The Lebanese National News Agency reports that Israeli warplanes launched multiple raids on the heights of the eastern mountain range and an area in the Baalbek district of eastern Lebanon. Israel also launched several airstrikes on targets in southern Lebanon last night. 9th Asian Winter Games, AWG 2025, will kick off at Harbin in China this evening. The games will continue until the 14th of this month. Deputy Secretary General of the Organizing Committee of the Games and the Chief Spokesperson said yesterday that this year's Games will see the largest representation of Asian countries and regions in history, and representatives from 34 countries and regions across Asia will parade during the opening ceremony. In tennis, Indian men's doubles pair will battle it out in the semifinals for a spot in the final of the Chennai Open Challenger this evening. In the first semi-final, duo of Saket Maineni and Ramkumar Ramanathan will take on top seeds Ray Ho of Taiwan and Matthew Christopher Romeos of Australia. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.